About 250 people crowded into Ketchikan's Ted Ferry Civic Center to hear what Libertarian Kerr Clift, Republican incumbent Sean Parnell, and independent Bill Walker had to say. The first question addressed health care and whether the candidates would expand Medicaid. Clift and Parnell agree they would not expand Medicaid through a federal incentive program. They argue that while the federal government would pay for that expansion for the first couple of years, it would fall back on the state after that. Walker has a different argument. He says he would accept expanded Medicaid for as long as the federal government pays the additional cost.
If that changes, we'll revisit it. But in the meantime, we will be helping thousands and thousands of Alaskans that do not presently have health care. The other issue is it creates approximately 4,000 new healthcare jobs in Alaska, and it brings down the cost of healthcare in general.
The three candidates agree on the importance of the Alaska Marine Highway System for Southeast Alaska and that the federal government should allow the state more control over its natural resources, such as timber. Overall, the debate was civil. Walker did get in one jab, though, at Governor Parnell when answering a question about reducing Alaska's assault rates.
When someone comes to my office as governor and to tell me about sexual assault going on in the National Guard, I will do an investigation immediately. I will not wait 4 years.
Parnell responded during his turn at the question, calling Walker's statement a lie.
Well, Bill Walker just said that I did nothing in the face of sexual assault victims coming to my office or me learning about them is an absolute falsehood. I went in, went to my leadership in the National Guard and investigated in 2010. In fact, multiple times in 2011, 2012 as well.
Parnell noted that Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski also investigated the allegations and found no evidence at the time. Parnell says that when evidence was found, he took action. The three candidates also addressed the Ketchikan Gateway Borough's lawsuit against the state of Alaska over education funding, specifically the required local contribution. Parnell says the state has improved education funding recently, but he believes the local communities should continue to participate in funding their schools. Walker calls the lawsuit a bold move and says he supports the effort. Clift, a former teacher, cited the state constitution.
Yes, the Alaska Constitution says very clearly that K-12 education will be fully funded. So when I am governor, that will be the one area of the budget that will not be cut. It will be fully funded.
During closing statements, the candidates made their strongest arguments for why they're the better choice to lead Alaska. Walker ran previously for governor as a Republican, but decided to run as an independent this time. He says his administration, with Democrat Byron Mallott as lieutenant governor, would be nonpartisan.
With the fiscal crisis that we're in, that we're in a $7 million a day deficit that we use of our savings to do what we do, we need a bipartisan administration, not made up of one part or the other, but just made up of Alaskans across the board.
Parnell used his closing statement to counter Walker's call for nonpartisan leadership. Parnell says bipartisanship in the Alaska Senate is what led to deficit spending in previous years. With Republicans in charge, he says spending is now under control. Parnell also says he sees a blue sky future for Alaska and touts his record as a strong leader for the state.
I have a belief in our future, not just because we have the resources, but because we have people like you, to step forward and grasp the opportunities in front of us. I think we're on the right track for growth. I don't think it's time to change horses midstream.
Clift says that she stands out as a truly unique choice for Alaskans.
Mr. Parnell is a big government Republican, and a lot of people view him as a representative of oil companies. Mr. Walker is a big government ex-Republican, who is represents a lot of the unions. And they're going to tell you what you want to hear today, and I won't. The only purpose of government is to protect individual liberty, life, and property.
The three candidates will be on the November 4th general election ballot, along with J.R. Myers of Haines, who is the governor candidate for the Alaska Constitution Party. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.